and welcome to the worst idea of all time, episode 34 and a half. We're back with Dominic Corrie for a segment that we forgot to do in the first bit, plus we ran super late anyway. So we've broken it out into another
It's pretty much pitch the movie.
So it's pitch the movie to the execs.
So
I'm Adam Sandler.
Well, yeah, I guess you are.
You are the writer. Yeah,
you can be Adam Sandler. You can be anonymous writer.
This film does not have a writer.
Let's say that it does.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Okay, so I can't, so the pitch can't be made a shitload of money with Grown Ups 1. It has to be like of its own merits.
That's kind
of
absolutely correct.
Okay, so you know what's funny? Childhood friends, and when they all live in the same town, and then they have minor conflicts and a bit with a moose. You know how kids...
Hey, I'm interested. I need to hear more.
Okay. So, get a whole lot of famous people, and then three of their close relatives. We'll chuck them in this movie, and we can have a lot of fun with the idea that married couples don't have sex, maybe, or that some people have illegitimate children that they don't know about, and it's funny when they meet them.
Rob Reiner here, executive from Sony, MGM, Gold, Lionheart.
Rob Reiner directed Stand By Me.
Quite.
He's not that Rob Reiner. He's a different Rob Reiner.
Reinerstein.
You would believe how often this happens. It happens all the time. It's really annoying.
I have a quick question for you.
Yeah.
You mentioned celebrities. What level of celebrity are we looking for here? Are we looking at Oprah Winfrey's or...
could we get Oprah Winfrey on this
podcast?
I was going to say two words, and I want you to say the first actress that comes to mind. Hot tamale.
Well, I'm back to Oprah Winfrey.
I'm trying to refer to Salma Hayek there.
Oh, okay.
I think we can get her in. I'm in with her billionaire husband. And
you believe we could get the Salma Hayek in this picture?
I got to tell you something really unfortunate, though. Rob Schneider's not available.
What?
He's busy with his sitcom. Rob!
Hey, but what? We love Rob Schneider.
No, I'm sorry. I know he's the key to stuff like this.
Have you seen The Animal?
Have you seen either Deuce Bigelow's? I know, they're great films, but he's busy with Rob.
I greenlit Deuce Bigelow 2, Male Gigolo in Europe, it's called. I produce a lot of movies.
If you're still on the fence, let me just tell this to you. 40-minute party finale, okay?
Oh.
Well, all the characters are dressed up as musicians. Get this, two of them go as Prince. They have like an argument
you would, wouldn't you?
Yep. And then...
Is it a funny argument? Do they say funny things?
Yeah. One of them's like, they do racial humor about who's most light-skinned, because, you know, Prince is kind of light-skinned.
This could test well, very well, with the urban crowds.
But just, like, we'll have this great finale where the main character gets to show up his school bully. And even though that would seemingly resolve the issues of not using your fists in conflict and stuff, we're actually going to have a whole bunch of frat guys turn up, and it'll turn into a giant rumble. Mm. But the band starts playing where this daughter who's just revealed herself to be an amazing singer, she sings along to this rumble where there's like kids and elderly people all pummeling each other.
This is hilarious. This is a lot of stuff. I mean, you're going to have to do a lot of setting up, a lot of intricate sort of setting
up.
No,
don't need that.
Now listen, I know you mentioned a band here, and I don't want to chime in and sort of rain on your parade here, but if we do get this thing done, if we get this project across the line, I kind of owe a favor to a few guys, and I wouldn't mind shoehorning them into that scene if it's okay. Are you familiar with the Jake Isles band?
look, I was just going to say, I'm cool with that, but as long as Jake Isles doesn't come, because I've got a long-standing conflict with him. All the other guys love them. Magic Dick, Danny Klein, Peter Wolf, love him, but not
What do you
Jay
think about
himself.
Seth Justman?
We won't be able to call him. He's okay. He's an okay guy.
Here's the situation.
He's just okay, isn't he? Just yeah, man, just okay.
Here's the situation.
So they can sing the Jay Giles songs, just no Jay Giles.
Jay Giles has actually left the Jay Giles band. We've got the rest of the band as it exists.
Can we call them the Jay Giles band?
We cannot contractually call, for legal reasons, we can't call them the Jay Giles band.
If they're playing at the party, we'll just call them the party band.
Oh, yeah.
Well, okay, here's an interesting technicality. If you want to put it in the script, you can mention that they are the guys from the Jay Giles band. That's fine. If you want to get, let's say, David Spade's character to say that verbatim, that would be fine. But in the credit sequence, you're going to have to acknowledge them as the party band, maybe.
That's, you know, a lot. You know, the intricacies about the Jay Giles band.
Well, as I say, there's a bit of a situation where I owe them a favour, so this would really help me
that
out if we could get them in.
That correlates beautifully with the situation where I can't be in the same room as Jake.
Well, listen, I'm on board.
I'm on board too.
Cool.
We've got a move. We've got a picture.
Green light.
All right. Let's make this thing.
Thank you.
Okay. Cheers, Dominic. Corey.
Goodbye.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.